A reading from Luke 15:17-24. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate."
So if Hollywood were telling this story, this would be the end of it, right here. And it would be a great story, because there's basically a turning, there's redemption. He comes back to the father. And quite frankly, if I were to give you my testimony, I would say I was that son at one time. And it took the same kind of fall, the same kind of utter poverty of circumstance to bring me to my senses. And then he says something else which I think shows that he has come to his senses. He has it right. "I have sinned against heaven and against you." That's the right order.
Yeah, yeah. Now there's so much happening here. My brain's going off in all kinds of directions. Every time I read this passage, you see a different piece. But I mean, there's the sense of him wanting to work his way back in. He says, you know, "I'm going to come and become a hired servant." It's kind of one of the ideas we have when we recognize our separation from God. We want to do our best to work ourselves back in, and there's going to be a grace gift that comes. There's this father who, if you can imagine, pulls up his robes. In the ancient days, they'd wear robes, and he's running out to his son. This son should be groveling to him, you know, coming in with his head down, and the father sitting in his seat of authority, but the father's running out. This is total culturally against. And then this phrase that just captures me, because we studied the Joseph story this summer, threw his arms around him and kissed him. This idea of when Joseph is reunited with Jacob and with Benjamin, he throws his arms around them and kisses his neck as an expression that they're back together. Some scholars have made the connection that when Jesus is telling this parable of the lost son, he's retelling the Jacob story. Because Jacob goes to the father and deceives him in his old age, and he gets not only the birthright but the blessing of his brother, and then spends the next multiple years running and in fear and trying to work his way back out. And at the end of it, he experiences all of these grace gifts of being brought back into true relationship. It's God blessing him. It's all depicted in Jacob's wrestling with God, and God touches him and he has a whole new life. There's so much here. My brain is just going in all kinds of directions.
Well, I guess we don't have time to cover it all, but we're going to deal with this parable for two more days. And so it says here, "And so they began to celebrate," and we kind of feel, wow, story's over. He's turned. The fathers accept him. It's all good.
Yep. The party's begun. His identity's restored. Everybody in the household should be happy, but there's a turn coming.